All right, we're on. I'm on anyways. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. I am joined in the studio by a lot of people today. Hopefully the mic is on. You guys want to introduce yourself, maybe?
The knees?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I should move the mic down.
And maybe you can move that way.
Oh, they have all of them around.
Maybe move it closer to Liza, and then
yeah.
Okay.
You should have done this earlier, but hey, whatever. This is campus radio.
We're the OK Vancouver OK Quartet.
And okay, there's four of you here.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to say our names?
Well, like, you could if you could, but whatever.
JJ is on top.
Well, yeah, JJ is here. Well, you're on the top, actually.
I'm on the top.
Yeah.
On
Patrick's the real school. Tall.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's sitting on a high chair.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm Patrick, the ideas man.
Yeah. I've just decided that Patrick's that new ideas man, because we're looking through this Discorder magazine, and Patrick was asking if Liza was going to play at Music Waste, because she plays in about six bands. And she said, no, she's not. And then I said, well, you know, maybe, Patrick, you could be my manager, so he could just tell me when to apply for these things.
Uh-huh.
And then he said that would be too stressful, but he would be the ideas man.
So yeah.
How many times are you playing it, Patrick? Are you
the Music Waste?
Yourself, yeah.
Just once.
Just once? Really?
Yeah, I'm only in one band playing this year.
Pat's playing solo.
I'm playing with
Gal Grayson
with Jay Arner and Adrian Teacher.
Very nice.
I saw your little write-up about Gal Grayson.
I didn't know that was the truth. That's the hard truth.
You wanted to write songs.
I didn't know that was going out to the public. I thought that was just a private correspondence between me
and me
and a couple jaded promoters.
Well, you also told me that.
Because it's been talked about quite a few times where you're going to play with those two guys.
Yeah.
Is this the first?
So
yeah.
You're going
to do that. Work it, but Music Waste, I'm not even in town for it. It sucks. It sucks, but
oh, really?
What are you going to do?
What you got going on, Ben?
I'm going to be in UConn. Which is, I don't know. Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's somewhere. Yeah, it's somewhere.
What town?
Whitehorse.
Yeah.
Like the only town I know, I guess.
What brings you out there?
I don't know. Just for fun.
Is exploration? Have you been out to Whitehorse before?
Never, so that's why one reason. Nice and cold. I like it cold.
You should drive up to Dawson. You'd love it up there in Dawson.
You've been there before?
Whitehorse is a little, well, to an outsider, I think it's a little like Whistler, kind of.
Really? Have you been?
But as a tourist.
I wonder if there's anyone at home who's been to Dawson and who could phone in right now. What's the number, Ben?
Dawson is like a real fantasy town, though. It's really fun.
Dawson is a long drive from Whitehorse, though.
It's like 8 hours.
8 hours,
maybe?
So it's like a day trip. You've been to Whitehorse, right?
I have been. I went with
the Klaus and opposite. Was that the place where they got that thumb in the whatever.
That's in Dawson, yeah. The sour toe. Yeah.
Anyways.
But that guy was a bit of a con artist, I think.
Yeah.
That wasn't really a sour toe.
Right. So, were you in Whitehorse for a while?
Don't flip this around on me.
Yeah.
I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, I know. It's mostly about Patrick today, but anyways, let's go back to OK Vancouver OK.
What would you like to ask?
I would like to ask about this record, the new record.
Okay.
There's actually been about three records since that one, I think.
I have made two records since then. It is the new record. Tape, actually. I have a tape.
Oh, yeah, there's a tape.
I want to play some songs off this tape.
The tape?
Yeah.
And you were telling me about the tape. It is, what kind of recording is on tape?
Well, we went, the four of us, and actually we started off the tour with Enzio and Harrison as well.
We went with half of the band, half Chinese.
And
Whereabouts did you go?
We went down to Los Angeles and back.
Mm-hmm.
And Enzio and Harrison and Liza, Laura, Patrick, and I. Am I missing anyone? I feel like there was one other person. But we had a few days off, so we went into a cabin in the mountains in Oregon. And we recorded some songs, but I don't think I'm going to play any of those. But then at the end of the tour, we came across some desert people, and they invited us to
define desert people.
They're tree people.
Wait, but the trees, there's not trees in deserts.
It was right outside of Death Valley. So we were really enveloped in desert at that point. Yeah. And they introduced themselves as tree people.
So do they live in the trees, or do they just really like trees?
They were people who were having a potluck in the desert, and Patrick was very hungry and ran over to see about getting snacks.
Could smell the sweet meats on the barbecue.
We had been earlier all day running around in the heat in the sand. And then we were very hungry, and they invited us to come and have some food. And it turns out that they were from Los Angeles, and they were meeting there in this town called Lone Pine, which was a place I guess over the last 100 years has lost a lot of the water that used to make that a very
lush
valley. I guess very prosperous for a lot of food growing there, a lot of farming. That water's gone. So they were meeting to see how they could...
It's also full of industrial runoff. There's a big salt flat that we went out to that's just kind of really corrupt landscape. It's just really polluted. And I think that they were trying to pay back the community that has been taken advantage of a little bit in the past, so they were trying to throw a potluck and say everything's cool. Don't even worry about it anymore.
What kind of food was in the potluck?
It was
vegetarian, vegan.
It was pretty nice food, and with quite a lot of vegetarian, vegan options, as well as
I had a lamb shank.
Sustainable meat as well. I think they were pretty food aware.
I didn't see a thing. It was too dark. And
this was in the dark?
No, it wasn't.
For me, it was when I was eating.
It was at nightfall.
Okay, so by the time... Okay.
Dusk.
I remember shredded
carrots. Ate anyways, you just ate it.
Yeah.
It's tour, we'll eat anything. Yeah.
That's awesome.
We were pretty hungry.
I had a Jell-O shot.
You did?
Really?
Well, not there, but...
at somewhere?
In general.
Right, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. In the other room.
Where were some of the places you... played, I guess, or
anything. Just all the normal places, cities.
Any good stories that involved music? Maybe not so much food. I don't know. Anything?
We played a really fun show, a last minute accidental show in San Jose.
Yeah.
So we had played a show in Davis, California, and then we met a man named Max.
Okay.
Who said you can play at the abandoned bar above the restaurant that my parents own in San Jose, California, if you can get there tomorrow. And we said, is this going to be a cool show, Max? And he said, I promise you it's going to be really fun. So we went, and it was one of the most well-promoted best shows we played. There were so many people there, and they booked it at 4 p.m. the day of, and it was really fun. And it was a smoky, dimly lit abandoned bar.
And then what happened is they took us into this trailer and over the mountain, and then they drugged us and... No, that part's not true. I made all that part up. So it's...
Yeah, awesome. So it's good. Yeah. Thanks. Why don't we, before we continue, maybe play something from this record I have in my hand here.
Yeah, this album is about food, and it's about
a lot. I wish there was more albums about food, because you know what? That's the second most important, the third most important thing in life. And it's always...
What are the first two?
Computers.
And sex.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Yeah. Computers and cherry cola. I don't know. That's food also. Whatever. Okay. So I'm going to play a track called... Track two.
it's called Helena Blavatsky, Rudolf Steiner, right. David Byrne.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Vancouver. Okay. Is there a name for the album? Escape?
It's called Escape the Common People.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on it at all? Or just
on the title of it? I'm not sure why I called it that. It just came to me when I was... Yeah. I wasn't supposed to be...
Provocative.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's about... I think you have to listen to the album.
Okay.
Mostly. understand.
Perfect. Okay, Vancouver, okay, on CITR. Vancouver, okay. What's the name of that
sweating,
track?
Sweating.
The last one?
Yeah.
Nature.
Yeah. Nature. So, you are listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.
What's the phone number here? I'd really like to have a call.
It's 822-CITR, which is 2487. 2487.
822.
Yeah, 822. 2487. How, doesn't sound right.
There are some really freaky cystic fibrosis advertisements on the bus on the way over here.
I've seen them.
Love the little boy that says I'm drowning on the inside. What is cystic fibrosis? Is it like your body becomes a big cyst?
No, it's your lungs fill up with fluid and you start coughing and then you one of my...
That's what happens when you've got a cyst though, right? It fills up with fluid? Didn't you teach me that?
It's an abscess. Yeah. No, it can...
What's the difference between a cyst and an abscess?
A cyst and an abscess? I think I think an abscess is filled with, like, poisonous fluids. Like, your body is filling it up with, like, pus and gross stuff. And maybe a cyst is just filled with, like, regular fluids. Because you can have cysts and not get them removed. But an abscess is, like, a toxic thing to your body that needs to be dealt with.
So, like, if I have calcium in my cyst...
Are we talking about your back cyst?
No, are we going to pop your back cyst?
I got it taken care of. No, I got it taken care of.
Oh. Patrick had a weird nodule on his back for a while.
And it's been taken care of?
It's been taken care of.
Yeah. By you?
No, but I...
we all know who's been taken care of.
Contracted a special friend to take care of it for me.
All right, back to the music, I guess. The album, how was... You guys want to talk about how it was recorded? For real?
I think Jeff wants to.
Yeah.
The other Jeff?
Well, after I married my beautiful wife, Laura, we moved into her parents' house. And whenever her parents were having a house party...
which was quite frequently.
Having some of the work folk over for the evening, I would get a little tight in the chest and... excuse myself to the den where I would...
The living room.
The den.
Yeah.
And I would just let it all out. I'd get a piece of foolscap and a 2B pencil and have my ivories in front of me, click on the tape player, and then just hammer it out. And after about a month or so of these really...
of all these non-stop parties.
These really upscale...
suburban parties.
Suburban parties. I had an album together. And...
you're forgetting the part where Jeff also recorded a few songs at Jeff's beautiful wife's grandmother's basement in Salmon Arm, British Columbia.
Yeah.
When he was pulling 40-hour-a-week shifts at the local deli to make ends meet, he was also up all night recording in the crawl space.
Mm-hmm. Make ends meet.
That's true.
In the crawl space.
Yeah, we recorded in a den in the basement of my grandmother's house in Salmon Arm, British Columbia, and the ceilings were only about 4 feet high. So it was like a windowless basement storage crawl space that we turned into... a blanket fort recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Is it nice to have the lower no ceiling?
It's nice to have a space where you're not disturbed. Well, for me.
Yeah.
I like to have quiet. I could go down there any time of the night, really late, and record quietly. And hanging blankets all around it was like a fort, making a little fort.
Right.
And that was that was really cool. Her grandma's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We love you, Yvonne.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so that's some of the tracks from the albums? From the
I think I put on one song called Notebook. And
how did you do it? Is it like a computer that you just plug into? How does that work? Or like a machine?
I think it was four-track.
Four-track,
Or a gift from Aaron Reed.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Says it. Yeah, I record all my albums on 4-track. Yeah.
On the 4-track. Awesome. Okay.
But I wanted to play a song also from the tour that I went on with these guys. That last tour, which is the one it's on a tape.
Perfect.
So we're going to try out the CITR tape machine. It might be a bit dusty.
This is what we recorded in a silo in the desert.
When we were in Death Valley in an abandoned silo. And we recorded this, so let's see how it how it sounds.
Okay.
Phone in and tell us.
Yeah, perfect. So we'll play the cassette and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Thank you. Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for the
On Friday, June 1st, for 24 hours, CITR is going to paint the airwaves rainbow. Starting at 6 a.m., CITR programmers will be producing an entire day of queer content in celebration of Pride season around the world, delivering messages of hope, fun, warning, and whimsy that may also include offensive language, sexual themes, and excessive on-air nudity. Listener discretion is advised, while indiscretions are strongly encouraged.
Yes! Okay, we are back.
I don't know.
Before
you
want
to analyze.
Before the few PSAs that we heard OK Vancouver, OK track recorded inside a grain silo in the Death Valley. Mm-hmm. How was it just open? Welcome on in. How does that work?
No, the group, some of the group that we met who were having the potluck invited us there because they had turned the silo into a pinhole camera and they're taking a large photograph of the valley as an art project, because a lot of the people we met were actually artists and trying to show pictures of the valley in a way to, I guess, get people aware of what that valley looks like today as compared to what it used to look like before. Yeah, so they were making it into a camera, but they liked us, and they actually invited us to play on their porch in the backyard after the potluck, and they liked it. So really? They said, why don't you guys come out and see the silo where we have a camera and try to record something there. So
nice.
That's what we did.
Yeah, sounded good. And how many songs did you record in the silo?
Just that one. We tried two, but that was the only one that worked out. It was a little bit tricky to record at first, mm-hmm. I guess, because there is a lot of reverb. For example, you could drop a crumpled piece of paper,
yeah.
And probably hear an echo from that.
Right.
So it's very loud. Everything,
right.
Every step echoes.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
Right.
So that's
but,
what.
It was, but it was fun though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very fun.
Okay.
Yeah. I felt very lucky to have the chance to be in there, yeah.
Yeah, sounded great. You're listening to CITR Radio live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm on the air live talking to OK Vancouver OK. Normally we have bands in and they would actually play a set on the air. Unfortunately, we are having some issues with our soundboard. Hence the hiatus from having live acts for the next month or so. But we'll get you guys back when the stuff is ready, when the gear is ready. Basically now, we just have a buzz coming in from one of the boards. It doesn't sound very good, so, yeah.
Recently, I made a record also.
Yes.
It's more of an EP. I can't even remember the whole title. It's a very long title.
From the Orient and Standing on the Moon, the light is lighting up our faces and a path to our home.
Yeah, so this idea is about a peaceful place where Laura and I and anyone who wants to be or is there at the time, it's anything. It's about finding that place that's a peaceful place, and for you, I guess. For me, it would be a place on the ocean's edge on a cliff with a house that's kind of like a hobbit house or a pit house somehow under a tree with a tree house above it and a farm around the outside where we just grow the food and can watch the sun go down. And I would like to play a track off of that one, The Light is Lighting Up Our Faces, which is just a piano piece from that song.
Awesome. Here we go. The Light is Lighting Up Our Faces.
Mm-hmm.
That was The Light Is Lighting Up Our Faces by OK Vancouver OK. And we're back with the band. And yeah, we're going to play a few more songs from the record.
Yeah, so we're going to play three songs in a row. We're going to play Notebook, Language, and What's My Memory For? And so this, the Notebook song is the one that Laura was mentioning was recorded in the basement of her grandma's house. Awesome. And then, yeah, and the second song and the third song are also I wrote for Laura, so yeah. I'm gonna try that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, Vancouver, okay. The Notebook, or just Notebook?
Notebook, Language, What's My Memory?
The Notebook is a movie.
The Notebook, yeah. It's a really good movie.
I just saw it recently.
Oh, body sings. Your body sings when you think you are undetectable. And what you can't see, you see it can see you. It can hear your heart and singing sounds. Your breath, your bones, and the steps you're bound. Try not to move. Be still, be silent, don't look around. In your skin and on the ground, you're moving slowly closer to it. Don't fear it, live now and love it. Sing it, hum it, let it out, the sounds from your brain. Recreational, recreate it all. Let's be silly, let's be silly. You know, most people want to play the Judas. And the whole world's got eyes now. The whole world's got eyes. So I would like to have babies with my wife. And our babies will eat the world's eyes. They'll eat your eyes, and our babies will be kind. Not human, not human. Kind. Let's be silly, let's be silly, silly, silly. Recreational, recreational. And recreate it all. Let's be silly, be silly.
Thank you.
You are still listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, live in studio with OK Vancouver OK. We just heard a few songs.
Yeah, all the way.
The last one we just heard is Playing in the Waves.
Yep.
And we also heard A Long, Beautiful Walk, What Is My Memory For? Well, sorry, What's My Memory For? Mm-hmm. Language and Notebook. With from the album Escape, The Common People by OK Vancouver. OK.
It's so weird to think that we're on the air. Like, are we actually on the air?
Yes, you are on the air. For another about 15 minutes or so, after that, I am going to rebroadcast the show by the band Eek. They were in the studio about a month ago. Played a live set here. Unfortunately, the podcast didn't work, so we're just replaying it so we can podcast it again. They are actually playing a show tonight as well. I will give you details when I look up on it afterwards.
Can you have a prize giveaway so we can see who's listening right now?
Okay, what's the prize?
Don't you have like a Monster Energy drink backpack?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's more like a wet roll.
Pencil case, yeah.
We could meet up with someone.
We'll just meet up with anyone.
It'll be a blind date.
Even tonight.
Like, okay, the surprise is like, what's Twista? I don't know that.
Twista?
Yeah, Twista. At the Red Room Ultra Bar. Is it a band?
It's like a, I'm pretty sure that's maybe like an R&B artist or like some sort of a hip-hop person.
So if you want tickets,
it's like very Twista. Urban.
I don't even think I'm allowed to give out the ticket if it's a hip hop guy. And also, this one is only one ticket. Winter Sleep at the Biltmore, June 4th.
But if there's only one ticket.
There's only one ticket.
Really?
So just don't bring a friend.
Yeah.
the loner.
Well, no, it's like a pair ticket, but it's given away. The Melvin is all gone, and the Melvin at the venue, July 15th, and yeah. Yeah, if you want to win a prize, just hang out with the band. Oh, the phone just is ringing.
Answer it.
On the air? Well, yeah. We'll see. I don't know. Yes, this is always safe. Not. Phone. Oh, wait. Never mind. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Interested in the Winter Sleep ticket.
Oh, you want the Winter Sleep tickets?
At the Biltmore, right?
At the Biltmore, sure.
We'll deliver it to them personally.
There's Winter Sleep tickets June 4th at the Biltmore. Sounds good.
You want to, I guess, put my name on the
Yes. If you hold on a second, I will, because I don't want to give that up on the air. That's probably not...
We are on the air, right?
Yeah, we are on the air. I will put you back on the phone, and then we'll deal with that in a bit. Just hang tight. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Let's see how to do this. We'll figure it out. Let's play a song, and we'll figure out the tickets in a while. Let's play the cassette.
Okay. Yeah. If we're gonna do a song that I wrote for Greg in Montreal.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Having fun.
sky high. Oh, great. Is it great guy? Yeah.
All right, that was OK Vancouver OK.
Yeah, right.
You want to talk a bit about that song?
Oh, that song's Test, so it's for everyone who's out there working real hard and they're not sure where their money's going. And so it's about what work is, and work is when you're just working. It doesn't have anything to do with money. So I had this, what?
I can tell you where my money's going. Yep. I've been going to A&W almost every day for their two Mama Burgers for $5.
I can believe it.
Phenomenal.
Which one? Which one?
It's like a walking ad machine.
Patrick,
perfect.
They said no ads on this show, just PSAs. Yeah.
Patrick.
This is an admission from the heart. It's at the mall at 12th and Canby. I don't think it's just a very regional offer that they're promoting.
Which
there.
Mall?
It's below Fitness World.
Oh. Do you work out there too? You're going to have to after all those burgers, probably.
Yeah.
So is that
actually,
Patrick
really
Garrity?
You look really good.
You do look really good.
Yeah, well,
good
I've been
right
going
now,
to
Pat.
Bananas.
Holy shit.
And,
Can I see?
Holy.
It's past 10 now.
It's past 10. Yeah.
No, it's about farming, just like, or some, like, yeah, this is about farming.
Yeah.
That's a thank you song to organic farmers growing food, because I learned recently about like 2% of the world grows the food for the rest
of everyone
of the
else.
World.
Yeah. So farmers are important.
Yep, and just a lot of years building up of just talking to friends or people on the street that, hey, maybe kids or people my age. 34 don't know where food comes from or are eating bad food that makes them sick, and they wonder, hey, why am I sick? But it's probably just the food they're eating.
Yeah.
Hot deals at A&W.
But Patrick has a goal. I think he's only going until when? 30?
Yeah.
33? 30s. He only
wants to. I mean, I'll probably renew when the time comes. Yeah. My lease is up.
All right. Okay, Vancouver, okay. I think we're approaching the end of the time that we have.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah,
it's nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Where should we go out to get some snacks?
A&W. And on the way, pick up some, what is it, Monster Energy Drinks?
Monster Energy Drinks.
On the way. Yeah, perfect.
My favorite brand is Assault.
I don't know what that is.
It's cherry and guarana.
What is it?
It's energy in a can.
Oh. See, yeah, that doesn't... I don't like caffeine, so I think immediately get it. But I'm sure it's fantastic.
It's delicious.
Yeah, go and get it now. Immediately. I don't know.
You're talking to Patrick.
Yeah.
Liza, what are you up to next week?
Yeah.
Working.
Oh, yeah.
Liza got a real job again. Congratulations, Liza.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
Laura.
What's
your new job?
My new job is my old job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the potato sacking place?
No.
That where you used to work?
No.
Smell Liza's shirt. The reason why she smells like bike tires is because she's slinging bike parts now.
Oh, I see.
Awesome. That sounds fun for the summer. Is a website or something? The Bandcamp, we should tell people about it. It's okvancouverok.bandcamp.com.
Yep.
There's also okvancouverok.blogspot.com.
Yep.
But it pretty much is just a webpage that links you back to the Bandcamp, so if you want to go on the internet.
Put up some pictures there of a previous tour, and there's some videos there.
Okay, perfect.
Things like that.
Any planned upcoming things going on? Tour shows?
Yep. You're
going to tell them, or should I?
About Patrick's
favorite
band.
Let's have
the ideas, man. The Teen Burger mascot is coming up to Canada, and Patrick
we're opening for Twista.
Yeah.
Red Room.
I don't know. You're
the second fastest rapper in the world, right after Twista.
I think we're going to play some shows in Vancouver, hopefully. Yeah. And we have some things planned, maybe for later this summer, like a little mini tour.
We're planning things.
We might go down with
Laura's
bleeding,
becoming a nanny.
With the Bleeding Hearts. Don't people from the other place
could
be
the Mystery Machine.
Yeah, Mystery Machine in Chilliwack.
Yeah,
we have a lot of things in the works.
Can we go out on a Mystery Machine song?
I need to look that up. I don't think that
some on my iPod. I think.
Oh, perfect.
They were like, or really hot on the just, Much Music Indie Spotlight.
Can you just a cappella it? Maybe some of the songs.
What's your favorite song that you can sing?
They had a song called "Brand New Song" from the album 10 Speed.
Yeah,
that was a really good one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
They could YouTube it. They have a music video there. It's really, really good song.
Okay, we'll do that.
And then a song called YTV.
Oh, I think I know that one.
That was a good one too.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, we are out of time. We'll play one more song from you guys, and then maybe Mystery Machine, but I doubt it.
Yeah, just slide down on the right a little bit more. Go on, Okay Wife, okay?
Okay.
I made this mix.
Let's go to, which one are there, do you think? Bloody Blood?
Yeah.
Let's do Bloody Blood, Beautifully Battled. That's a really old song. 2005, I've been messing around with these tapes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming out. Okay. Jeff, Liza, Patrick, Laura. Okay, Vancouver, okay. It's been fun. We'll do it again very soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Past Everly, way past 12, well past 8. Who here does that to? Seem to find some things I can do. I'm up to, I didn't sleep, it's not past noon, but at least I had some time, it's quieter and it's mine, and I miss somehow that we'd stay up together, but we never would, so it must be better, that I'm alone and not in a battle, bloody blood, beautifully battled. I knew we would, now I heard you getting married. I've been rolling doobies, country plans of espionage. I bought a tape recorder and I fuck around. Bloody blood, beautiful battle. There's no use denying that we love love. We hate hate and we love hate. And we hate love and I don't know what to do about you. And I don't know what to do at all.